The race for president is not the only one that's taking shape. The terms of 34 senators and every member of the House are up in 2008, and a number of lawmakers, many of them Republicans, have decided not to run again. That's making Democrats upbeat about their chances to increase their margins in Congress. Amy Walter is the editor of The Hotline from the National Journal, and she joins me now. Republican Senator Pete Domenici from New Mexico was the latest to announce his retirement last week, a string of retirements we've seen in recent months. Just bring us up to date. Who else is leaving, and where are the tightest races?
Well, he was the latest, and not totally unexpected. But we've also seen retirements in places like Colorado, where Wayne Allard is deciding not to come back. John Warner in Virginia, which is probably the most problematic seat for the Republicans, because another Warner, Mark Warner, former governor, is running there. Chuck Hagel, also mentioned as a potential 2008 presidential candidate, announced he's not running for re-election in Nebraska. And we know that, of course, even as Larry Craig is staying for the remainder of his term, he is not running for re-election.
In some cases, the Republicans that are leaving have announced health concerns, John Warner, Pete Domenici. But for so many others, why are they stepping away at this moment?
If you were thinking about getting out at any time and to find the excuse to do something different, you certainly have it in this kind of environment. There's nothing out there right now for Republicans that gives them all that much hope looking at 2008.
Now, we've been talking about the Republicans. Are there any vulnerable Democrats in the Senate?
Well, this is interesting. There are no Democrats who've announced their retirement yet. And on the side of vulnerable seats, you have to look at Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana, who's had two very, very close election contests. I don't doubt that she'll have another one. She doesn't have an opponent officially. But we know simply because of the demographics of Louisiana and most recently because of Hurricane Katrina that this will be a very different race for her. South Dakota is another place where we're looking. Tim Johnson, senator there, coming back from a brain injury. We don't know for 100% sure that he will stay in this race, but that is another state that typically has had very competitive contests. But he doesn't have a serious top-tier opponent yet.
And beyond the open seats, there are also a number of competitive, tight, potentially tight Republican seats as well.
Coming into 2008, Republicans knew they already had a bad hand that they were dealt. They have more seats up than do Democrats, 22 to just 12 for the Democrats. And they knew that a lot of their seats were in the blue states, right? New Hampshire and Maine and Minnesota. Those are all tough places, regardless of how strong your incumbent is. Then put on top of it a president who's struggling, an unpopular war. That all added up to trouble. Now you open up some seats, and even though these are in red states, Republicans have gotten some very good candidates, and they're waiting still for one, a couple of other big names. Really, the one everybody's watching for is Bob Kerrey, the former governor, former senator from Nebraska.
If you listen to the Democrats, they're sounding pretty confident right now. And part of that is not just the board and the way it's lining up, but also the money gap between the Democrats and the Republicans. It sounds like the Democrats are far out earning the Republicans.
Yeah, and you know, what we're used to seeing in a year where one party has the White House is that even if they're having some money troubles, that the president and the vice president should still be the fundraisers. And I still think that they are still out on the trail. They are still raising some money, but they're not bringing in the kinds of money at the level that they were 2 or 4 years ago.
What is the storyline that the GOP puts out for the party faithful to keep them motivated about these House and Senate races when you have so many what could be interpreted as defections from the Senate and the House?
Well, that's right. And I think that you hear it from Republicans that it's Hillary Clinton, and that what Republicans are hoping to do is to make the case that with Hillary Clinton on the top of the ticket, that could impact down ballot races.
And that's what they hope will motivate.
And that's what they hope will motivate their voters.
Thanks for coming in, Amy.
Thank you, Michelle.
Amy Walter is editor-in-chief of The Hotline.